Here at KNKX, we've been telling stories about Port Angeles and the Northern Olympic Peninsula. And the economy there is changing. You still see logging trucks driving down Highway 101, and there are huge stacks of timber waiting for export at the port of Port Angeles. But it isn't the giant part of the economic pie it used to be. 88.5's Ed Ronco has this look at what's next for the area, starting on the top floor of the Port of Port Angeles Administration Building.
We're walking down a hallway near Port Executive Director Karen Goshen's office. She shows me a picture on the wall. It was taken in the 1980s from a high angle, looking down on the port where ships are docked amid a sea of floating logs.
So we have four vessels that are being loaded with logs for export, and it is dramatically different than the number of vessels we have today.
Today, it's one at a time. This port used to export 300 million board feet of timber a year. Now it's about 80 million board feet a year. Harvests from federal lands in Clallam County have been extremely low since the mid-1990s, and it's a little better on state lands. But timber harvests from private lands have fluctuated wildly in the last 10 years or so. So yes, the timber industry is smaller and uncertain in Clallam County. But
the timber industry has been and will continue to be an important leg of the economic stool on the peninsula.
That's Congressman Derek Kilmer. He's from Port Angeles originally, and while he now lives in Gig Harbor, his district covers the entire Olympic Peninsula. He's particularly excited about something called cross-laminated timber. So instead of needing to cut a giant beam from a giant tree, you can take smaller boards, layer them in alternate directions, and glue them together into one big board. Two reasons why he says that's good.
A, if you can harvest smaller diameter timber in an economical way, and B, if you can take mills that are currently not in use and repurpose them for cross-laminated timber, that means you can use a product created in rural Washington to fuel some of the growth in other areas, in rural, urban, and suburban areas.
But while Port Angeles is working on new uses for timber, it's also expanding into other industries. We're inside a building near the airport. That's the sound of a vacuum starting up. It's underneath a huge table where a computerized cutter is about to slice into a thin sheet of carbon fiber composite. If carbon fiber sounds familiar, that's because it's used to make airplane parts. So this stuff starts out destined to be part of the Boeing 787 or 777. But of course, there's scrap. So here at the Composite Recycling Technology Center, they take that scrap from an aerospace supplier in Pierce County and turn it into, well,
a pickleball net, or like the bench, or like making the cabling for the marine algae. Lots of stuff we can turn it into.
That's CEO Dave Walter. They've got an office full of engineers with 3D printers, a lab space to design prototypes, and the plant floor. The composite material starts out almost paper thin, but layers of composites put under pressure and heat, courtesy of ovens the size of a small dorm room, firm up into an incredibly strong, lightweight material. Walter shows me a bench they've designed for the city of Port Angeles.
Solid carbon fiber right there.
Workers who come in with no experience start out here earning around $14 an hour, and they can work up to earning more than $20 an hour. Right now they have about 20 employees. Walter says he thinks they can eventually get to 100. And he likes the future of the industry. The aerospace companies, they seem invested in carbon fiber, which means the companies that supply them will have lots of scrap to send here, to this building in Port Angeles.
But is this going to be a billion-dollar industry? No, I never thought it would be. But can we create jobs in Port Angeles, Washington, Clallam County? Family wages? Absolutely. Can we make a difference in the world? You bet.
Whether it's new uses for timber or making pickleball nets and park benches out of carbon fiber, the clear message we got this week is that the future of the economy here will be based on many things, not a single big industry. At the city pier, overlooking the Strait of Juan de Fuca in downtown Port Angeles, I meet City Council member Lindsay Schroman Warren. He was a kid here in the 1980s, and back then, we could have looked across from where we're standing right now and seen the old Rainier Pulp Mill, which closed in 1997.
You know, it's a different story now. I think it's a bit more of a diversified community, but like any small town in the United States. It's really wrestling for what our place is in the modern economy.
Maybe it's telecommuting, which is what he does as an attorney. Maybe it's tourism. Stroman Warren remembers being at a Costco when he was a teenager and finding some travel books.
And I was like, oh, look at these tourists. I'm going to look up the Olympic Peninsula in these books. And I look at, you know, Port Townsend has like pages and pages on Port Townsend. And, you know, it's got a lot on Olympic National Park. And then Port Angeles. And I swear, but I have no evidence for it, that it said, Port Angeles is a mud hole on your way to the rainforest.
That stuck with him. He wants people to come here and, yes, visit the national park and the rainforest and use Port Angeles as a jumping off point for more exploration in the region. But he also wants them to learn this area's history, from the Clallam communities that were up and down this shoreline to the city that is here now and how it came to be. And he wants them to make Port Angeles a destination, not just a stop. Of course, tourism brings its own set of issues, too.
How do we welcome people to this place without destroying what this place is?
And he says that is the challenge that's in front of him and the other members of the city government, the economic development officials, and the community at large, finding a way to grow this city into the future while holding on to the things that make it special now.